You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I spoke with Minister Andrew Little for our weekly catch-up about Posy Parker cancelling her return to New Zealand and yesterday's anti-trans protest, the investigation into migrant exploitation and immigration in New Zealand, and briefly about the government's record with climate action. I started by asking if he'd support Posy Parker's claim that immigration in New Zealand is corrupt.
No, not at all. I think she's slightly unhinged. Well, she has to be unhinged because of some of the views that she has. But the reality is she chose not to come here. She was actually, she could have come here if she wanted to. I know that I had correspondence from the LGBTQI community to intervene. I had no powers to intervene. I think she knew that she was unwelcome here. I think she knew that her views are not welcome and are not widely accepted here. And she chose not to come. So, you know, from a distance far away, she can make all sorts of allegations she likes. But actually, you know, the police were prepared for her, if she arrived in this country, to participate in any court process or whatever else that she was doing. But she chose not to come.
If Posy Parker decided to come back to New Zealand specifically to hold a rally to spread hate about our trans communities, you are the immigration minister, so would you let her do that?
Well, that would depend on what assessment other, you know, other authorities make about whether they see her actions as, you know, putting public order at risk or potentially committing a crime. The threshold to intervene to stop somebody who would otherwise be thought to be here, coming here, is quite high. So, and I think we also got to distinguish that, you know, people can have some pretty reprehensible views, some pretty nasty views. They can be awful but lawful, as the saying goes. But people can express those sorts of ideas. It's when they threaten others, threaten the safety of others, then that is something different. But that would rely on, you know, an assessment that is what is at risk.
A lot of trans people are worried about the implications of her having access to an audience here. Do you not think, as an immigration minister, you have a responsibility to protect marginalised New Zealanders over someone else's right to come here with the intention of spreading hate?
Yeah, I mean, she has an audience here anyway. She has that online, and she has it through other means, and indeed through whatever media picks her up. And there are media here that quite willingly and happily have her. We can't stop people expressing views, and I go back to the point. You know, New Zealand Bill of Rights Act is very clear about state authorities who have power to intervene and do things still have to uphold the basic rights in the New Zealand Bill of Rights Act. One of those is freedom of speech, freedom of expression. Even though that legislation says those rights can be limited, as justified in a free and democratic society, actually just expressing unpleasant ideas is not enough to stop somebody from being here. It has to go way beyond that.
But if these views are calling for violence, as some of the statements Posy Parker has made has, is this something you'd intervene in?
Well, I wouldn't need to intervene. Others would. An incitement to violence is a criminal offence. And somebody who comes to New Zealand planning on committing a criminal offence would be stopped by other authorities.
On another note, there's been a lot of discussion recently, partly prompted by the investigation into migrant exploitation, about the functionality of the accredited employer work visa scheme. Some advocates are saying that attaching visas to single employers drives exploitation. Would your government look at decoupling work visas?
No, I mean, that's been the basis of most work visas for a long, long time. The accredited employer work visa scheme is no different in that respect. The idea is that we want, you know, for employers who can't find workers locally, we give them the right to employ offshore. They've got to be in charge of that recruitment process and be able to get the person who they recruit to come and work here. What we have done is made it easier. If there are allegations of exploitation or there are things going wrong in the employment relationship, or indeed if there is a dismissal, we've made it easier to transfer a worker in that situation to a different visa, so their rights are protected. And to the extent that, you know, people are concerned about being attached to an employer has been a problem, we've considerably reduced you know, the issues that sit around there.
Staff at Immigration New Zealand have also reportedly changed jobs because they feel like they can't do the right thing and face under-resourcing. Is that a culture you want to change?
Yeah, I think it's a big leap to go from some anonymous comments from a small number of immigration employees to a work culture in an organisation that employs about 2,000 people. So in terms of the comments that were made, definitely not. Whether that is the workplace culture in Immigration New Zealand, I'm not sure that the comments of three or four individuals constitutes evidence of that work culture. What I am concerned about is to make sure the processes that we've got and that immigration officials are responsible for implementing are sound, are robust, are fair, and that they've got the time and the means to do that job effectively and properly. That's what we're trying to make sure Immigration New Zealand does.
Clearly there are failures in our immigration system though, and clearly a lot of staff are feeling under-resourced. What specifically needs to change, or do you think nothing needs to change and the system works as it is?
Well, we have a review underway at the moment to look specifically at the processing of the accredited employers, so the way employers get their accreditation to hire overseas, and also the job check process, so the checking that the jobs being recruited into are genuine, they are actually jobs that exist, and all those sorts of things. So we've got a review underway into that. I've made it the condition of that review that any staff member who has concerns or who wants to give information to the reviewer can do so, and that's a process that is independent of Immigration New Zealand and the management of Immigration New Zealand. But what I do want to make sure, as I go back to the point I made before, is that there are problems, and there appear to be problems in that accreditation process, is that we find out what those issues are. And if it is just people either have been told things they shouldn't be doing or don't have time to do the job properly, we need to fix those things, and that's what the review is about.
And just to finish, we're focusing a lot on climate change for our election coverage this week, so I'll just make this a quick rapid-fire question to end. Do you feel like your government has done enough for climate change?
We've done a lot on climate change. There's more we need to do. There's a lot more that needs to happen. This is a climate emergency. We do need to reduce carbon emissions. We're doing everything we can to reduce them as quickly as possible.
That was Labor's Minister Andrew Little.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.